Good morning, it's April 30th and this is your daily brief in UK news. Here's everything you need to know. As Prince Harry gears up to return to the UK for a significant moment, the Invictus Games' 10th anniversary, the spotlight isn't just on the event, but also on the possibility of a royal family reunion amidst King Charles's recent health revelation. This visit comes at a poignant time, with King Charles's cancer diagnosis in February and his commendable recovery that's allowing him to step back into his royal duties, including an upcoming visit to a cancer treatment centre. The narrative takes an international turn as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are set to visit Nigeria, a country that holds personal significance for Meghan due to her Nigerian heritage. This trip is not just a visit but a bridge to Meghan's roots, following her revelation of being 43% Nigerian. Amidst these personal and public journeys, the backdrop of King Charles's health and his scheduled hosting of the Japanese Emperor in late June adds layers to the royal engagements. The intertwining of personal connections, health battles, and diplomatic duties paints a complex picture for the royal family. Prince Harry and Meghan's upcoming travels, especially to Nigeria, underscore the couple's ongoing security challenges in the UK and hint at the potential for Nigeria to play a larger role in the Invictus Games' future. This convergence of events showcases the resilience and evolving narrative of the royal family amidst health struggles and the forging of new international ties. In a pivotal moment for the Women's Super League, Manchester City's 4-0 triumph over Bristol City not only secured their spot at the top, but also sealed Bristol's fate, relegating them to the Championship. This significant victory came on a day that saw Arsenal's title hopes fade away with a 1-1 draw against Everton, a match that also witnessed Issy Hobson break records as the youngest ever WSL goalscorer. Meanwhile, Manchester United, Brighton, Tottenham and Crystal Palace each fought hard to secure crucial points as the season nears its dramatic conclusion. Manchester City's win was powered by Mary Fowler's impressive two-goal performance, alongside contributions from Amy Rogers and Alex Greenwood. This victory not only extends their lead to 6 points at the summit, but also equals the WSL record for consecutive wins, a testament to their dominance this season. Despite the setback of losing their top scorer, Khadija Shaw, to injury, City's resilience shines through as they edge closer to championship glory. The day's outcomes have dramatically shaped the WSL landscape, with Bristol City facing relegation after a challenging season described by their manager as a mountain to climb. On the other end of the spectrum, Crystal Palace's promotion to the WSL marks a new beginning for the club. As the league moves into its final 3 match days, the battles for the title and against relegation intensify, promising an enthralling end to an already memorable season. In a landmark court admission, AstraZeneca has acknowledged that its COVID-19 vaccine, Covishield, can lead to a rare but serious condition known as thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, TTS, marking a significant moment in the ongoing discussion about vaccine safety and legal accountability. This condition, characterized by blood clots combined with a low platelet count, has thrust the pharmaceutical giant into the legal spotlight, potentially facing millions of dollars in lawsuits. AstraZeneca's court concession has opened the floodgates for substantial legal claims, with some individual cases being estimated at a staggering $38 million each. This situation places a significant financial burden on the UK government, which, due to a previous agreement with AstraZeneca, will be responsible for covering the costs of any legal payouts resulting from claims related to the vaccine's side effects. Despite the identified risk of TTS, which has manifested in 81 cases from the 50 million doses administered in the UK, the AstraZeneca vaccine has played a crucial role in the global fight against COVID-19. It is credited with preventing countless deaths and is estimated to have saved as many as 6 million lives worldwide. However, in response to these developments and the availability of alternative vaccines, the UK government has announced a pivot away from AstraZeneca, opting instead to focus on procuring mRNA vaccines for future vaccination efforts. This series of events underscores the complex balance between the benefits and risks associated with COVID-19 vaccines, highlighting the critical role of continuous monitoring and transparency in the management of public health initiatives. In a chilling discovery that has shaken the community of Salford, Greater Manchester, two men have been charged with a gruesome murder that unfolded across the scenic landscapes of the area. Michael Jaroslaw Polchowski, aged 68, and Martin Majerkiewicz, aged 42, stand accused of killing an unidentified man in his 60s, whose dismembered body was found scattered in multiple locations, including Blackleek Country Park, Kersaldale Wetlands, and Colliery Wood. The investigation into this horrifying crime began when a nature lover stumbled upon human remains at Kersaldale Wetlands, sparking a manhunt that led to the discovery of body parts in three additional locations. Authorities are now conducting forensic tests in an effort to establish the identity of the remains, while also searching a property linked to the case. In court, Polchowski and Majerkiewicz required the assistance of Polish translators, highlighting the international dimension of this investigation. As police continue their meticulous work across the four crime scenes, the local community grapples with the unsettling reality of such a brutal act occurring in their midst. The police's efforts to provide support to the victim's family and to keep residents informed have been a small solace in a time of widespread concern. This case not only underscores the lengths to which investigators will go to solve such a perplexing crime, but also casts a shadow over the picturesque settings of Salford, now marred by this tragic event. In a move that signals a new chapter of growth, Monzo, a trailblazer in the UK's digital banking sector, is on the brink of securing a landmark fundraising round, poised to inject close to £450 million into its coffers. This strategic infusion of capital is set to propel Monzo's valuation to an impressive £4 billion, a significant leap from its previous valuation following a £340 million fundraise. Driving this financial momentum are heavyweight investors Haido Sophia and Singapore's Government Investment Corporation, GIC, who are collectively pouring significant sums into Monzo. Haido Sophia, with a history of backing industry giants like Airbnb and Uber, alongside GIC's commitment of over £50 million, underscores the confidence in Monzo's trajectory. This round of funding not only bolsters Monzo's financial standing, but positions it as a formidable contender in the global digital banking landscape. Currently standing as the UK's largest digital bank and having achieved profitability, Monzo's strategic moves have set it apart from its peers. CEO T.S. Ernil's remarks highlight the bank's competitive edge over rivals, further cementing its status in the fintech arena. With its roots tracing back to 2015, Monzo's ascent to becoming the seventh largest bank in the UK by customer numbers is a testament to its innovative approach and customer-centric model. The anticipation builds as the financial community awaits the official announcement of this fundraising round. This pivotal moment not only marks a milestone for Monzo, but also signals a potential shift in the digital banking sector, as Monzo eyes the possibility of an IPO in the near future without the need for further capital injections. The journey from a fledgling startup to a banking powerhouse reflects Monzo's relentless pursuit of redefining financial services for millions of customers in Britain. This has been your daily brief in UK news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.